Before Governor Pat McCrory unveiled his proposal yesterday, he reminded an audience of educators and superintendents that this is Teacher Appreciation Week, and that really, a week is not long enough. He says they should be appreciated every day.
And this is the beginning of that process, to appreciate teachers and realize that teachers have such an important role in our future economic development and the future development of every student in North Carolina.
McCrory gave his address in a small auditorium at North Carolina A&T University in Greensboro. He stood among a neat line of state leaders and superintendents in a show of solidarity. The governor promised to give all teachers a small pay raise this year. He also stood by a promise made months ago to raise the base pay for teachers early in their careers.
Teachers can expect to see an average raise of 2% in addition to the base pay of those teachers getting 7%. And that's good. We'd like to do more, but that's a start.
His pledge to raise salaries by 2% was quickly buried by more education announcements. He unveiled a plan to completely revamp the current pay schedule so teachers can earn more sooner. He says teachers with the most experience and best performance would get raises. Also teachers in leadership positions or in hard-to-staff schools and subjects. McCrory says right now those kinds of raises are hard to come by.
The only way you can make more money in the teaching profession is become an administrator. Well, I don't think that's right, because some people are born to be a teacher, not necessarily an administrator, and their natural talents, their potential is for teaching.
To give an example of how his plan would work, the governor singled out Alton Campbell.
Alton is a sixth grade math and science teacher. We desperately need you. It's great to see you, and I want to thank you. I needed you in sixth grade. I need you now at times.
McCrory says Alton's position can be hard to staff. He also has an advanced degree in his subject and holds leadership positions at his school. With that extensive resume, McCrory says Alton could earn almost $13,000 more under his new plan. Republican Representative Craig Horn took the stage with McCrory. He praised his plan. He says it gives direction and clarity.
How refreshing. Instead of being in the middle of a forest fire armed with a squirt gun, we're going to get out the fire hose and we're going to deal with the broader picture, the big issue. We're going to know where we're going.
But not everyone likes where teacher pay is going. The North Carolina Association of Educators responded to McCrory's plan with mixed feelings. Leaders support many of the long-term ideas, but say the 2% pay raise is grossly inadequate. Middle school English teacher Dina Faust-Platt tried to remain optimistic. She attended McCrory's announcement.
You have to still let the time take its course with what's going on, because we're never going to know until we actually try these things out. But they're at least trying to listen. It's not going to be fixed overnight.
The average teacher salary in North Carolina ranks 46th in the nation, and teachers haven't seen a significant pay raise since 2008. Democratic Representative Larry Hall says McCrory's plan looks politically motivated and not something that can be realistically accomplished.
It doesn't provide a long-range plan for getting our teachers to that national average. It doesn't do enough, and it doesn't specify where we're going to get the funds from to do it.
Governor McCrory says he found money for teacher pay raises next year, and if adopted, the Career Pathways program will be piloted in 16 school districts over the next 2 years and fully rolled out by 2018. He promised that all future state revenue will be prioritized for the program.
Ahead of any new spending and any future tax changes after the year 2016, this will be our priority to make this program work.
If the program is going to work, or even get off the ground, it's going to first have to make its way through the General Assembly. The legislature meets for its short session this month. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.